You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer III, what's up, K-State fan? Welcome into another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, the men's basketball team, Saturday night, well, chalk up another loss for Bruce Weber's squad as they fall hard to fourth-ranked Texas in their game over the weekend, 82-67. Another loss, which drops K-State to 1-5 in conference play. And this one got out of hand pretty much halfway through the first half of the game as Texas went on some kind of run, some 15-0 run there in that game. And that's particularly, well, we'll dive into it more on the upcoming edition of the weekly edition of the podcast. But this is what K-State does. You go on these scoring droughts, and in a good team like Baylor, Texas, you can't do it. And I mean, they're getting better working out these kinks, but you can't do it against a great team, a good team, very talented team, like these Texas teams that we've seen early on in the conference play here for Kansas State. But continuing on the bright side here, individually, Davion Bradford had scored 14 in this one. As well, you look at Rudy Williams also scoring in double digits as well. He and Mike McGurl as well. They had four cats in double digits in scoring, but it was just too much for the young Bucks as they fall the Texas in this one. And when you look at it overall, K-State only shot 43% in this one to Texas 52%. Ouch. That's almost a 10-point disparity right there. When you look at it, three point percentage, K-State only shot 36% from beyond downtown in this one. Rebounds were equal. Turnovers, K-State had one too many, 14-10. And then steals, if I remember right, Texas had a lot of steals in this one. The K-State's only one steal in this matchup there. There were, of course, the Texas player Hepa had a big game as well. Don't have his stats in front of me at this current time, but that doesn't matter because overall, though, Texas has overpowered K-State in the first half. The game was tied at 12 early on, and I thought, okay, might be going somewhere here, but obviously, you're getting your tradition of scoring drives like K-State did, too long of a scoring drive before Dejuan Gordon made a two there to break, what, a 6 or 7 minute scoring drop from. Can't do it. Can't get it done there. So K-State loses again in fashion there in double digits against the fourth-ranked Longhorns. Meanwhile, as I record this podcast, I might be wrong, but the women are currently in action as I speak right now after being almost about like what 10 to 12 days off due to contact tracing. They are back on the court playing West Virginia. More on that to come in the dailies this week as well. So good news for the women's basketball team. K-State back on the court as I speak, as I record this podcast against West Virginia. But story here, 2 months, K-State could not handle Texas in an 82-67 loss. Kansas State now 5-9 overall with a 1-5 record in Big 12 play. This is Eddie Greer III. You've been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.